This is the Visual Developers Podcast with your hosts, Matt Varghese and Ben Parker. From maker interviews to tutorials and more, we're here to talk about all things no code.
Hi, everybody. Ben here with Visual Dev FM. We're back for another episode, back with the new year. And a lot of no code stuff happening already. And it's what we're 7 days in. It's going to be a great year. So the year of no code. I don't know if that's a thing, but we're just going to say that it's a thing. I'm joined as all a decade of no code. I'm joined as always by my co-hosts, Matt and Lacey.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
And, you know, we had grand plans to do some really cool stuff with this first episode, but it's already been a sprint in the new year for us. And so we just wanted to get back, and we're going to talk about what's new in no code, as always. And then we'll talk a little about Bravo app, because I got to try that out, which is, by the way, super amazing. And if you haven't used it yet, you really ought to dial in and grab it. Play with it, build something in Figma, turn it into an app, because it is super, super cool. So, but let's get started. First things first, I think this one actually came from Lacey. She saw that Nelson, who is at the Pixel Geek, and if you don't know who he is, then are you even really no coding? he released what is the Webflow and the unofficial Webflow Community Awards is got coming, and he just puts out a lot of great content.
I totally agree. I think, you know, everything that Nelson puts out is so helpful and like right on the mark. And he ranges in his content from like some advanced Webflow techniques to more beginner stuff. But his video on the unofficial awards, and I'm not going to reveal any winners or anything like that. You need to go watch the video. It's really great, but it's really amazing when you look around at this community and what's being built and things that aren't even mainstream things that you know, blow up in our Twitter feeds or Facebook groups, but these people are voting on these projects that are so well executed and done beautifully, all without code. And it's just phenomenal, and it's really exciting to see these developments come out of this space.
Totally agree. And I'm glad to see, you know, Nelson is putting this together, because honestly, I probably would not know Webflow like to the extent that I know it today without, you know, Nelson's live streams and Nelson's like any of his tutorials or anything. Like, all of the videos on his channel are just gold. So shout out to him. If you are like looking to learn Webflow, or if you want, like, I think his latest video is about, burnout, and I think burnout that he experienced in 2019, like, that's a very real thing that happens to a lot of people, especially if you work a lot and you have a very hectic life. So, honestly, go check out Nelson's channel, 'cause it is, again, it's gold.
Yeah, and he's still doing live streams. They're not like official Webflow live streams, but he's streaming from his YouTube channel. Lots of great content. So, as always, link in the show description. But if you aren't following his YouTube channel, then I can't believe I'm going to say this, but smash that like button and subscribe. That happened. Okay, now that's out of the way. Matt's looking at his watch. It only took me 6 days of the new year, 7 days, becoming completely lame. Okay. Some great news today. So we're recording this on Monday, January 6th, and 8020 launched. And so 8020, if you're not familiar with it, is an agency, but it's a no-code agency. And it's from Andrew Wilkinson. It's being ran by Max Lind. And it's an agency that's going to build and make using no code tools and low code solutions, which is really awesome. You know, for people who doubt the tools or who haven't been on board with it, it's great to see, you know, bigger projects and a larger agency take on no code tools and start building. So I'm super excited about this. Did you guys see that tweet?
I did. And I'm really excited about it too, because I feel like, you know, it seemed like a lot of 2019, at least from my perspective, was, you know, no coders, if you will, people who build without writing code, whatever you want to call yourself, really trying to prove like, no, this is a thing. And where's the market validation? And we had people come out and say, okay, I can build these products. This is my revenue. These are what I'm doing. And they're proving a point that yes, this is working. And then to see an agency come out and, you know, step into the spotlight that, hey, we're doing these, building these solutions without writing any code. And here's, you know, how we're going to do this. And talking about the fraction of the time and without needing all of this complexity. It's really exciting. I think it's only going to propel this movement forward at an even, you know, quicker pace.
And I love Andrew Wilkinson had a tweet thread that he posted about this. So link in the description, but one of the tweets that he posted said native code equals a bulldozer. You need it to build something sizable and commercial grade, but no code equals a pickup truck. It's powerful enough to help you get most simple and intermediate projects done. In short, no code is 20% of the cost and effort for 80% of the result. I love that. Yeah. Something we've said on this podcast a lot, right?
Right. Exactly. That, like, I think some people view no code as, and we've talked about this before, again, you know, they see it as, oh, we'll never need developers again. But that's just like not true. In fact, I think Vlad has talked about this in his like keynotes and on Twitter. Like, I think we'll need like developers more than ever, because we need people to build these tools going forward. And to know, you know, no code can have scalability issues. And so if you have a successful MVP and you want to turn it into a real app, you know, you've got the MVP proven, use the native code, use the bulldozer, like, Andrew said, and make it sizable and commercial grade. So I love it. He's spot on here.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where, I mean, we've talked about it before, prove your idea. And then if you need to build it with code, go build it with code, you know. And there's some apps that you may never need to go that far with. It's just simple. It's a listing app. It's something pretty straightforward, and it's not going to require a developer, and you can get by with without it. But, you know, and then one of the things that we've learned in, I think, and everything we've built is, you know, a lot of times low code is the answer, and you end up using, you know, not no code, but some code, mm-hmm. Or a very small amount of code just to kind of get things exactly the way you want them or customized. And so, right. You know, it's not that we don't need them, but we can do a lot. You know, it makes things more accessible to everybody. And I love that tweet, because I really feel like it got a point, you know, is a great metaphor for what no code really is. And so, anyway, super excited about that. You can find links in the show notes to that tweet thread, and also to go follow 8020, follow Max. We're trying to have Max on the podcast sometime soon, hopefully, so he can talk a little bit about what they're doing and why, but it's part of the Tiny Capital family. And, definitely something you should check out. Next up,
I think they're hiring right now, right? Is that correct?
Yes. So they are hiring or looking to grab some no coders. So if you're a no coder listening to this and you are like, I would love to just have a gig where I build no code things with no code, guess what? that's becoming, you know, we talked about some job descriptions before on this podcast, where there was a local Oklahoma City shop. There was, what was the name of, it was a studio, minimum.studio, I think was another one. And now you have 8020. These are becoming much more prevalent and something that we're seeing more often. Mm-hmm. And so if you're looking, if you're like, hey, I'm a visual developer, this is what I do, then this is your chance to really get out and grab a gig like that. So definitely check them out, hit them up, or maybe you're just looking for somebody to build you a no code project. You've got something you want to be built, you know, definitely something to look at. So 8020, super stoked for them. Congratulations. I think that's really cool. Make sure you go check that out. Glide updates. Again, it's every episode. We joke, but it's every episode. So they have two updates this time. One lets you rename columns in your sheet, which you couldn't do before, so you can rename those columns. And the second is random sort, so you can like get a random item out of a list, a collection out of your database, which is super awesome. And I put links to those tweets in the show description. But those are two really cool features that I think will help people build really cool things with Glide.
Right. Totally agree.
And then we have Adalo has an update. So before they didn't have the ability for you to mark a field required on a form with Adalo, and they fixed that. So now you have forms that you can, or fields that you can mark required, so people can't submit the form without filling out all the information, which is super helpful and a big, big thing. Because you know what it's like when people submit empty forms. You're like, what was that? What was that supposed to be? Like, I just got a submission with almost nothing. So super cool that they've got that, and I think that's going to make. And I've been playing with Adalo the past week, and I'm super excited about using it for some projects. It's just a very powerful platform, and I think hopefully more people out there are using it for things. I saw that Snapper from who I met at No Code Conf. He's got something going with one of his clients, and I want to get him on at some point to talk about what he's building, because I think that's going to be pretty cool. Also is Noah has myflowmate.com. So Noah is, he's a community mod, Webflow expert, just a really cool
person.
He's
super sharp. He's so nice. He's really smart. And I'm so excited that he launched this.
Yeah, so it's a site, myflowmate.com. Essentially, if you're a Webflow user, it's a chance for, and you're just getting started, it's a chance for you to match up with somebody who's more of a power user and to learn from them and to kind of get your feet under you and find your way. So super cool site. So if you are somebody who's looking to get started, it's a great place for you to go if you're trying to get started with no-code tools. If you're somebody who is a pretty advanced Webflow user, it might be worth checking out and becoming one of those mentors, I guess. I don't know if he's looking for more people, but I'd definitely go hit him up. But it's definitely a cool site, and I think that's really awesome.
Yeah, and I think with him, like, I'm so excited that this exists. There have been so many times I've been stuck on client projects, and I either can't, you know, it's like I'm going to different forums, and I'm not getting exactly what I need, or I'm just kind of, you know, perplexed at how to accomplish my goal. And to have someone there that, you know, can give me their one-on-one support and time, I think is really exciting. And by the way, we're not getting any sort of kickback to share this. I just want
right.
No, we just have seen his work, and he's fantastic in the community and so helpful to everyone, that to share about this is just purely a joy that we have. So
absolutely.
That's, I mean, you're spot on about that, because I know he posted about it in the Facebook group, and Lacey, you might've seen this in the web Facebook group, and I was so heated. I generally don't post any comments on Facebook or anything like that, but someone was giving him flack. They were just like, I don't understand. Why wouldn't I go to the forums where I can get help from a real Webflow expert for free? Or why can't I just hit up support? And he was just like, this is a terrible service. And I was just like, all right, first of all, like, Noah is legitimately one of the nicest people like I've ever met. The other day I had like a problem, and I was like, I messaged him for some help, and like, I just needed like 2 minutes of his time. And he like spent an hour or two just like helping me with the solution. So I was like, first of all, this is like one of the nicest people ever. And you're just coming at him with all this like negative energy. And second of all, Noah is probably the same person that's helping you in the forums. Like, he is literally getting time away for free to help you. But like, you're 100% correct, Lacey. Like, this is so perfect for the people that, you know, and sometimes on the forums, like, a lot of people that are answering questions are, you know, Webflow staff members like Ben in his own free time, or the other community mods in their own free time. And so like, sometimes you're not going to get an answer, or maybe the answer isn't really going to work for you, or it won't get you all the way there. So this is perfect for Noah. I mean, like, I think if you need that extra help, he is the one to go to. And I think he's got it set up, correct me if I'm wrong here, I think it's in like 30-minute sessions and then 60-minute sessions. And then he might have something as high as a two-hour session.
Yeah,
so
2 hours.
Maybe if you want to do a quick training session with him. Noah's your guy. He's just super sharp all around.
Well, and it's the same concept as U60. I don't know if anybody's been there, but U60.com, they do Squarespace and Webflow on demand. So like when you're stuck, sometimes, I mean, it's just like Matt said, I can go to the forum and get 90% of the way there because someone's integration is sort of similar to what I'm looking for, but I'm just missing that last step. I can't quite get that last piece to work the way I want it. So how, you know, you just need somebody who's an expert to help get you over the line. You know, I think this is a great, it's kind of like consulting, that one-on-one coaching just for specific help with your project, which is super cool. And I personally will tweet about this a few times because I just think it's a really great thing. I saw Vlad retweeted it too. Just a really cool service. And I think it's gonna be super helpful to the community. So
for sure. Ben, your mic is muted.
Oh, my bad. Muted myself. So Zapier announced, before I muted myself, Zapier announced their 21 days of automation challenge. So 21 days straight, they're posting automations and encouraging users to use the hashtag 21 days of automation, on Twitter to post different automations that they're using with Zapier. They're taking feedback for things that people want to be able to automate and sharing recipes, which is really cool. Sharing those Zaps. So definitely you want to go check that out. If you've got something cool you've built in Zapier that you think might be helpful to other people, definitely go share that with them with that hashtag and let people know what you've built, because I guarantee you there'll be a lot of people who find utility in some of the stuff that you're doing, which is really cool. Also from Zapier in beta is the ability to share your Zaps, which is something I've wanted for a long time. You build a Zap, you want to share it with somebody. So what you would do is you would go in and take a screenshot of the overall Zap, and then you would like open each step and screenshot each step, and you send people all of these screenshots, and then inevitably you forget something, and they're like, well, what did you do here? Or yeah, you're like, oh, let me go grab another screenshot. Like, to be able to just share that with somebody, super powerful.
I think when I was working on a side project in early 2019, we literally had to meet up at a coffee shop and for you to show me the Zap that you had set up, because it was just too complicated to explain over screenshots. So this is perfect. I'm really excited for this. I actually did not even know this existed until Bram tweeted about it.
Yeah, it's really cool, and I'm super excited about it. But link in the show description as always, so you can go check that out. Zero Code, who does a lot of work with Bubble, has put together an Integromat course, which is really cool. Actually, just took a quick look at it, but they added two more lessons, and this was in late December, and so definitely worth going checking out. Got a link in the show description. You can go check out that course because it looks super dope. Also, I'm a product hunt nerd. I don't know about anybody else who listens to this. I wake up, the first thing I do every day is I just check product hunt. I'm addicted to it. It's my thing. And so one tool I found was called Elabase. And I haven't seen a lot of people talking about it, but it's essentially a backend as a service. Mm-hmm. So what you can do is you can go through and set up a collection of items, a database. You can do it all with no code, but then it gives you an API that you can use with any app. So a lot of these no-code tools allow you to integrate via API and pull in data. So if you wanted a database that's set somewhere and you wanted to be able to use it with your Webflow marketing site, but you also wanted to be able to use it with maybe a mobile app that you're building with another service and you wanted to be able to pull that same data in, this would be a way for you to have data in a centralized place and then share that between, you know, multiple services, which is super cool, very powerful, but might be something that you find utility in. Definitely worth going and checking out. Link in the show description.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead. No.
I'm really excited about this. I have I'm consulting with a client right now, and we were looking at so many different options of what we could use for this, and it wasn't quite as clean as I wanted it to be. And then I saw this, and I've just been like doing a happy dance all over here, because I think this is going to work beautifully And I'm excited that we can use it for multiple sets of data and how we want to structure it, instead of kind of, you know, having to work within some particular limits. So I'm really excited about this.
Yeah. In the past, I've done a few different things, like create a Webflow project and publish it, but kind of have it hidden away and not registering, you know, so you're not having bots crawl it. And then you use the Webflow API to pull it out and use it somewhere else with, you know, with another server, you know, it gets messy. Or then, you know, I've used Google Sheets and used a service that makes that an API. But, you know, sometimes that can get messy, and editing it can definitely be, you know, people can completely wipe it. And sometimes just the amount of time it takes to update whenever you made changes to the sheet and you use the API. So anyway, I like this tool. I think I'm gonna get a lot of use out of it. I think it's pretty.
Do you think it's like, would this best be, like, would this be a good Firebase alternative?
Perfect. Yes, this would be a great Firebase alternative. Yeah.
Cool.
So if you ever looked at Firebase and you're like, oh my gosh, it's so complicated, which it can be, like, if you've not played with it before, like, right. You can open up Firebase and go, what is happening? you know, this is a great alternative. It's pretty straightforward and a lot cleaner. It seems to be a lot cleaner and easier to deal with. I mean, the cool thing about Firebase, and maybe we need to talk about this, but you can use Firebase to authenticate a site, like a Webflow site. You have the user login functionality and do all kinds
of really cool things. Shout out to Jason Dark, because he's the one that put together, he is like the guy that got me onto like I was super into how do I integrate some sort of user authentication system before like MemberStack came along or MemberSpace or all these tools. Firebase had auth, but I had no idea how to use it. So he put together, he had like an initial iteration of like this whole series on like connecting Webflow with Firebase auth. And then a few months later, he put out another series that was more updated. So if you're ever looking to connect the two, like go find that guy's YouTube channel. Yeah. It'll be in the show description as well. Because that I think it's like a 6-part series or something like that. It's incredible.
I've seen that before. What's crazy is I read all the documentation and got it set up, and to working on a Webflow site, and then I found his tutorial and I was like, oh my gosh, this could have been a lot easier for me if I had Googled this before I just started reading the doc. But it's really cool. Maybe it's something we can cover, but it is a great Firebase alternative. And so, you know, if you were wanting to write to the front end with Webflow, you can design one element and then you can, you know, write from that database based on that element using JavaScript. And so it'd be a low code solution, but you can definitely do that for sure. Next on the no code roundup, my gosh, there's a lot of things. And it was Christmas and New Year's, and there's still so much happening. There was a tweet about Card. I don't know if Lacey or Matt found that one.
Yeah.
That was Lacey.
Yeah, I did. I'm a huge Card fan. So I practically stalk AJ, with all of his, anything that he releases. But so one of the really exciting things that, so if you're unfamiliar with Card, it's a platform that allows you to really simply build one page websites that can simulate multi-pages, but you're really still working with that one page framework. And Card had really exponential growth from 2018 to 2019. They had grew in over 80,000 users and over 100,000 new Card sites. And I just think that that's so amazing, considering that, you know, they're not doing a ton of marketing for the platform yet. He's hinting that he's, you know, going to focus a lot more on Card in the future, or, you know, right now, I suppose. And so I'm really excited to see this growth, because I think Card is one of those platforms, if you're looking to get into no code, it is an excellent platform to start off with to kind of get some basics and footing underneath you. And to see this growth is so exciting. And I'm just thrilled for him.
That's awesome. I've played with Card very little, and I definitely need to give it a shot at some point and really dive in deeper, because I hear so many people like, I just built in Card, and my default is always Webflow, just because if I'm building a website,
right, Same here. But I mean, this growth, I mean, shows that there's obviously demand for simple one page sites. I think it's like, it's better than not having a website, and it's a great tool. Like, it's not limited. You know, some, like, there are some design limitations, but like, it gets you a good looking site going really quickly. And at the end of the day, it's speed and, you know, the ability to deploy. So you just got to start somewhere. And then I honestly think you could survive on a card site for a while.
I agree. Cause they have lots of integrations and solutions, and definitely.
My problem is it's hard for me to find a tool that I can, I just build so fast in Webflow at this point. I've been building in Webflow since 2014. So it's been a long time. And so I have a hard time trying other, I really need to give it a shot and give it a go.
I will say, I tried designing a card site on my iPad the other day, and I found it actually pretty doable, which is like not, it's like somewhat the case with Webflow. You don't really have any good drag and drop, but that's like across the board with iPad. But like, I think it's like, even if you, you know, you just have an iPad, you don't really have a laptop with you, I think you can just get it done.
I need to give that a shot. There's a lot of people clamoring for Webflow and iPad too. If Webflow ever comes compatible with that Safari iPad, iPad
game OS, over.
Yeah, I will be super happy. but super cool. So that's what's new at NoCode, which for the new year, that's a lot. It was a lot to cover. So before the break, did I miss something, Matt?
No, I was going to say, I was worried that you were going to leave out Bravo Studio for a second, but it sounds like that's what you're about to talk about.
Yeah, no, before the break, I got to try out Bravo Studio app, and we talked about it in a previous episode, but essentially what it allows you to do is you can build in Figma, you can design an app, and then you can turn it into a functional app with Bravo Studio. So you essentially log into Bravo Studio, you create an account, you connect your Figma account, and you choose which project you're working in, and then it imports the screens, and it turns that into an app. And it is pretty unbelievable and incredible. I ran into a couple of issues just because I guess I'm not paying attention enough, and I didn't quite understand some of the documentation. But essentially, you have one box or container, and that contains the whole screen, and then each element would then have its own container, and those containers can't overlap. That's where I screwed up. I still got it to work though, because Bravo is awesome and just fixes it for you on the fly, but they just tell you that, hey, you may have messed up. I have a YouTube video that I'll share with this episode, but I went from nothing to a podcast app with our podcast, and you know, I think 40 minutes or 35 minutes. It was pretty quick. And it was super fun to do. Like, I didn't even do anything detailed, but I did use, you know, if you can use Airtable to make those dynamic.
Do you need to know the fundamentals of Figma well? Because I know, Ben, you and I have talked about this. I don't know the fundamentals of Figma at all. I use it all the time, but like, you know, sometimes I just use a rectangle instead of a frame. And like things of that nature. Like, do I need to be like building with a frame specifically, and it has to be, you know, I have to use the iPhone S or XS, you know, frame? Like, how does that work?
You don't have to be an expert, so that's the good news. Like, you don't, like, if you use Figma, you're golden. The cool part is Bravo Studio actually has a base Figma board with a sample app that they've already built, where the screens are sized and everything's done. All you would have to do is make a copy of it and then play off it. Or you can literally select the elements and just look and see what they were doing, which is what I did. I just kind of looked and were like, oh, how did they size things? And what did they do? And how did they choose to go about it? And it just automatically does the work for you. What I love about Bravo Studio, like when you look at app builders out there, there's a lot of great stuff. So I've been using DraftBit a little bit lately. I really like it. I've got some stuff I'm working on that I hope to share soon. You know, I've been playing with Adalo. I've played with Thunkable before. There's so many different options, but you know, you see, you know, web builders, and there are things you can go crazy. You know, build whatever you want. If you've seen a Webflow site, you've seen people just like absolutely push the envelope with design. With mobile apps, it's harder because it's typically much more constrained in how things look. So if you were looking to create a simple app, then it's not going to be anything that's super crazy or yet that, you know, user login functionality and all that. They don't have that. But if you're just creating a listing app or essentially an app that, you know, has a set, some content that you just want to be able to create, you can create it and you can customize how it looks and really make it, you know, look incredible. And they have these different tags. And so it's how you name the layers essentially, but you can create menus that slide over or, you know, a bottom navigation tab that sticks to the bottom or a top bar that sticks to the top or, you know, so you have all these different elements. You can design them to your heart's content, to whatever you want it to look like. And then you use Figma, you know, you can say, you know, their prototyping tool to say this goes here, that goes there. And then it just brings everything over and turns it into a functional app. And then you can submit it to the app store. And it's you have a bona fide. Basically, what they do is they give you the package. And then you can submit that to the app store, which is really cool. If you're using the API, you can submit it to the Apple app store. And if you make any updates to your Airtable, that will be reflected in the app. If you are using Android, unless this has changed since before Christmas, it won't. So any changes you'd make, you'd have to resubmit. Mm. So hopefully they'll find a way around that for Android. Right. Yeah, it's minor.
So with that, so with the API method, so you said they give you the package. That's similar to DraftBit, right? You build your app in DraftBit, they give you the package. You know, pay for a developer license with Apple or whatever, and you upload it.
Or you get a license yourself. With Apple, yeah.
Okay, right. Is that the same with Bravo Studio? Because I know that's the way it is with DraftBit. You get the license yourself. Can you go through, like does Bravo Studio have a license and can you publish through them? Do you know if that's a possibility?
I don't think so. I don't know
if you want to. 100%. I'm just curious. No, I've never really done app development before.
I wouldn't think so. With Apple, it's really easy. You can go to the Apple developer site. I mean, I've done it before. You go in, you grab a license.
Now oh, you cool. can submit. Okay. I thought it was it's super very lengthy process.
Now the review process is become a developer, super easy. When you submit the app to the app store, there can be a lengthy review. Depends. It used to be really long. It's gotten better over time. But, you know, and it's also one of those things that if you submit an app that they don't feel as quality or they don't feel like it's meeting any needs, you're probably not going to get approved. So, you know, it's much easier, I think, to get approved in the Android app store than it is in the Apple app store. So, but it's a really cool, I mean, I live in Figma too. Like I do a lot of Figma work. And so to be able to just design something in Figma really quickly and then know that that's essentially an app now.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Absolutely. I'm really excited to check that out. And I was looking at what, you know, they're working on coming up next, and it says integrate with any REST APIs, login and authentication, and then chart components. That's really exciting stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Your design files.
Yeah. You know, right now, basically what I was building a podcast app for our podcast. It's not real. I don't know if we'll ever release a podcast app, but you know, just for fun, I was like, hey, what if we had a Visual Dev FM podcast app? And yeah. I built it real quick, and basically I exported our Webflow collection as a CSV. I imported that into Airtable, and then I used Airtable to make it all dynamic, right? Like you can do that. It's pretty cool. But to be able, when they you know, integrate with other APIs, to be able to just say, okay, here's the CMS collection API from my Webflow site, and to grab it that way without having to export it into any work, that's going to be insane. Like that's where you'll start seeing a lot of value, which is really cool.
It looks pretty promising across the board. And I know even when you tweeted about your live stream after the fact, you know, Bravo Studio just jumped into the comments and are like, hey, this is why you got this error. I'm sending you a DM about it. So support seems promising too, which is a very big part in choosing a no-code tool.
I'm going to say this right now. The Bravo Studio app team are some of the coolest people on the face of the planet. Awesome. Just they're responding to me publicly, but they're also, they send DMs. They are the nicest, kindest people, and just really helpful, and have a really great attitude about things. And, you know, they pointed out where I went wrong, but they were also like, you know, we learned something too, which is cool. It's cool for them to see like, oh, it was nice to see how somebody discovers this. Which was, and they were just really kind, and they got me on the right track with some stuff. And I can't wait to tackle some more projects with it, cause I have a couple ideas for some simple apps that I think I'd like to build, which will be fun. And I'm going to try to build them in Figma and use Airtable, and I'll just, you know, see what's what, but, it's just, you know, really cool.
I actually haven't looked into that.
It's a great question. So I signed up for free. I did not get a plan of any sort. So I want to say if there's pricing, well, they say it's free. I don't know, because like on the homepage it says it's free. I don't know, because maybe like, and this is just a guess, my assumption would be
it literally just they said make, it's free, period. I'm realizing right. that now.
But my guess, my assumption would be like if you export that app, or you decide you're going to turn that into whatever, I'm going to assume there's a fee that you pay them for that.
Maybe it's in beta. Like
could be too.
Figuring out pricing now. So,
but really stinking cool. The experience was amazing. It was super easy and it was fun. Like it's, you know, a lot of times when you're playing with a new tool, you're like, what is happening? And it takes you a few minutes and you keep going back to the docs and you're trying to, you know, connect two and two or one on one, try to figure out, you know, it was just, I had fun the entire time. I really enjoyed the experience. It was fun. So,
that's awesome.
Video with this episode. So you can go watch, I live streamed it and I recorded it. So you can watch me mess around with it, and check it out. So that is our first episode back for the new year. The good news is we have so much to talk about this year, and we are so excited. We've got an episode coming where we finish our Tinder, but for employees. Mm-hmm. Matt's been working on a separate app. We talked about that. That's probably going to be coming soon. We have a million interviews that we want to
do. And they're going to be incredible. I mean, these are some heavy hitting guests that were, I mean, I'm like glad they even considered being on the show.
Yes. So we're excited about that. We'll try to get a schedule to you really, really soon. So, you know, who's coming on and when they're coming on, but super excited for those conversations and looking forward to it. So, so keep sticking with us in the new year. Anything I left out, Matt, Lacey, that you guys want to mention before I jump off?
No, I think totally covered it. There's so much to cover. I think that's enough for now. But
it's funny, literally 3 hours ago, you were just like, oh, I guess I can't really find that much. And then it's just like, oh, wait, I found this. Oh, wait, I found this. And this turned into, I don't even know how long this episode has been, probably near an hour or so.
Well, I made the list on my iPad and I kept looking at it going, it seems short. It feels like there should be more, but then we get to talking about it. There's a lot that happened. So it just kind of hits you. So, but thanks for listening. We're super excited to have you. We're glad to be back. And we're looking forward to an awesome 2020 with everybody. And so we will see you next week with some more new episodes.
Bye.
Deuce. See you.
Thanks for listening to VisualDev.fm. You can find us on your favorite social media platform at VisualDevFM.